another episode of Talking Classrooms, podcasting as a tool for educational communication and reflection. I'm your host, Bulelani Makhwanqana, and today I'm honored to have with me someone whose journey is both inspiring and thought-provoking. Our guest, Reginald, has built a story shaped by resilience, purpose, and a vision for change through his experiences. He embodies what it means to grow through challenges and to use those lessons as fuel for leadership and impact. Today, we'll be unpacking his journey, the defining moments, the lessons he's carried, and the wisdom he hopes to pass on. Stay tuned.
My name is Reginald, obviously, so I'm from Limpopo, studying at Tshwane University of Technology. Okay. And Limpopo, I'm from a small village called Gamarishane, and also I was raised by a single parent, the mother.
Okay.
Mm. So I came to TUT in 2021. Basically that's me. Also, yeah, in 2021 I studied high certificate in mechanical, and then from high certificate in I finished it in that 1 year and then went to do the BEng, Tech Industrial Engineering.
Oh, that's great stuff. That's great stuff. I've seen that you are embarking on a journey as a final year industrial engineering student, and also you have a hands-on experience at Ekibela Rail Transport, if I'm not mistaken. So
yes.
I want you now. Let's start at the beginning, because many of our listeners may know parts of your journey, but I'd love for you to share how it all started for you. What were some of the early experiences that shaped who you are today?
Okay, so like I mentioned before, so I'm from Gamarishane, a small village. I was raised by my mother. So growing up in that type of environment actually taught me a lot of things. So I'll just summarize briefly. So one thing I can say it taught me was humility, resilience, and also the importance of community, So through my mother's guidance, shaped me to value education and also have discipline and also not to forget about the hard way.
Yeah.
Even though like resources were limited, those early experiences, disability and drove me to make the most of every opportunity, which still guides me today. Yeah, that's basically what actually shaped me to be who I am today as a final year industrial engineering student.
Oh wow! So this is you have an interesting journey. So can you take us just a little bit in, because you mentioned something that you were raised by your mother, right? A single mother. So
yes.
How was the experience with the when it came to advantages and disadvantages in life generally?
Okay, in terms of let me start with the advantages. Being raised by a single mother, to her, I'm actually an only child.
Okay.
Yeah. So now, for me being an only child, obviously it came with problems whatsoever. But the thing is, right now, my mom was someone who is actually working, was a security guard at first.
Okay.
So he was working, he found working contract there and then. So time to time would have issues where you find the contract ends and then now it doesn't work, and then later on he finds a work again, all those type of work. So for the advantages, I would say it was having someone who's supportive. He tries by all means to make sure that I have whatever I need when I need it. So he was make sure he supports me in everything, the decisions I'm making in terms of even the schools that I went to. I was actually choosing to me to say, okay, I want to go to this type of high school, whatever. I choose the stream, like I did pure science in high school. So the stream they're choosing, although even the decisions in terms of career wise, why do you want to do whatever. So it was based on me, what I wanted to do. She just supported whatever decision I was making, and then making sure that I got, like, she made sure that she trusts in whatever I want to do. Okay, the disadvantage I would say was because those times where we have like limited resources at home, even though we're not staying just the 2 of us at home, we had like my aunts, uncles, and also the cousins also.
Yes.
Yes.
Those ones were like the supporting members of the family. So the whole family, it was nice to live it with everyone at home.
Yes.
We're still living together now.
Yes.
So on the side of me and my mom only, these advantages, I would say, was the time where you find she doesn't have work for a lot of time. Now we struggle to actually, but we didn't struggle to take support system.
Yeah.
But you find, I could see that like there is a strain on her when I need something for school, you know, those type of things. So those are the disadvantages. But then all in all, I can say I'm just grateful that she was there for me all those time until today. She's staying with me.
Now, this is exciting because it speaks to our environments on how it really shapes us, because I can see that you grew up in a positive environment, given the limitations that were there present, which is you still strive through them. That's really powerful. That's really powerful. And it leads me to something that I'm very much curious about, because you know, most every journey has its obstacles. It has challenges sometimes. So what have been some of the biggest challenges you faced along the way, and how did you manage to push through them?
And then I think right now I can say the latest issue that I had was when I became a student mentor in the residence that I'm staying in.
Okay.
You know, so the only challenge that I was faced there was actually learning how to balance being a student also saving as a student mentor. It was not always easy because I had to manage my responsibilities while also being there for other students who look up to me. The way I pushed through was by holding myself accountable and realizing that I could not encourage others to stay consistent if I was not doing the same. Also, it taught me the importance of leading by example, and that mindset has shaped how I approach challenges today.
So, speaking of being a mentor, is that something you do? You have a group of people that you are mentoring, or is it something professional, or is it something that you are just starting? Can you tell us a bit about that one?
Okay, so the mentorship that I'm part of in my residence here, it's a program that actually runs by our risk manager. You see, in our residence, we have it.
Okay.
So it's for, we give support to the first years that comes into the residence every year. So that one is run by the institution through the, like in our residence.
Okay.
So me, I became part of it. And then, basically we just involve in our first years. We help them in terms of academics, social life, and everything. If they need help that we see, we can assist them, then we take over.
Yeah.
If there's something that we can't assist, and then we actually direct them to the relevant people that can actually assist them. But academic-wise, it's our responsibilities as mentors to actually make sure they do well, we help where we can, and then, in terms of resources and everything.
Well, you're doing great work there, man. You're doing great work. I can already tell there are deep lessons in what you're doing. And now, speaking of lessons, was there a particular turning point in your life or a defining moment in your career or personal journey that completely shifted your perspective or maybe your direction?
Well, in my career or journey, I can say yes, there has been a turning point. You know, getting accepted into the industrial engineering and later being placed in the real industry environment was a defining moment for me. It shifted the perspective from seeing engineering as just a degree to realizing it is actually a tool to solve real world problems, you know, and also to improve systems that affect people's life. That was when I understood the power of my career path and the responsibility that comes with it.
Okay. That's the kind of turning point that really reminds us of how powerful a single decision or a moment can be. That's really inspiring, man. Now, looking at where you are today in your life, can you tell us about the work you are currently doing and the kind of impact you hope it creates, as you mentioned about the mentorship part, especially for the communities or people you are serving?
Currently, I'm completing my final year studies. like I've mentioned before. And I was involved in a particular experience work at Kibela. So my focus on is on improving the workplace layouts process to make safe work, to make work safe and more efficient for operators. That was my focus, the project that I was working on at Kibela.
Okay.
So beyond the technical side, I hope my work sets an example for young people from rural areas to make meaningful contribution to big industries, you know. Well, in the future, I can say I want to extend that impact to community-based project that will uplift the people where opportunities are limited, actually. So the project, if I may, so the project that I'm actually was thinking about, it will be the skills development program, see,
okay.
Youth empowerment, mentorship, you know, community health initiatives, see, all those things.
So when it, I can, you are doing a lot, man. When it comes to youth empowerment, you it's something that really is going to touch generations, because you're not focused only on yourself, you're focusing on the next people after you. This really speaks to why conversations like these are necessary. We can see how individuals are shaping communities, classroom, etc., etc. So I love how that connects to people's, and people's always brings me to the next question that I'm going to ask you today. If you had a chance to speak directly to maybe young people who are just starting out, maybe even feeling uncertain about their future, what advice would you give them?
I would tell them that it is okay, actually, to feel uncertain, because clarity often comes from action. Someone told me that. Do not wait for the perfect moment to start. Just start where you are with what you have, because consistency, discipline, and being open to learning will take you further than you think.
Yeah.
So most importantly, do not compare your journey to others. Focus on your lane and trust the process. You know, that's something that we usually talk about, me and my friends here, you know, like giving each other some motivations on how to approach things and everything.
Yeah. Great stuff, man. Great stuff. That's such a valuable guidance. Finally, before we wrap up our talk today, what's next for you, Reginald? What's next for you? Are there any projects or goals or dreams you are especially excited about in the near future?
Well, yeah. I have few dreams that I'm excited about. On one side, I want to finish my degrees like strongly and move towards my specialization in supply chain systems. On the other side, I'm passionate about building businesses that not only create value but also provide services that communities truly need, such as medical center security solutions. These are long-term visions, obviously, but they keep me motivated and remind me that my journey is about more than just me.
Yes.
That's basically
Reginald, thank you very much, man. Thank you for sharing your journey. Conversations like this remind us that classrooms aren't just physical spaces. They are built in our experiences, our struggles, and our triumphs. And a lot you have just given us today, it's a mouthful. And I hope someone that is going to listen to this recording and this talk today is going to learn a few things and take some of a few points and run with them. Thank you very much for your time, man.
Thank you, man. Thank you for actually approaching me and giving me this opportunity.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure.
I want to thank you, Reginald, for sharing his story with us today. His journey reminds us that resilience, purpose, and a commitment to lifting others are at the heart of meaningful success. To our listeners, I hope today's conversation has encouraged you to embrace your own challenges as opportunities for growth, and to remember that your story can be a source of inspiration for others. If you have enjoyed this episode, please follow Talking Classrooms on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and share it with someone who could benefit from Reginald's insight. Until next time, I'm your host, Bulelane Makhwanqana. Let's keep talking classrooms.